It was a somber affair, but a turning point for the city of Salisbury. This is Don Rush. In 1931, a young black man, Matthew Williams, was lynched by a white mob, and his body was burned and dragged through the streets in front of the local African-American community. Another body was found after the lynching and is believed to have been connected. There was also Garfield King, who was lynched in 1898. This week, a plaque was erected in downtown Salisbury to remember them. Mayor Jake Day.
Those of us united here today, most of us will never know the pain that the victims' families, loved ones, and local community experienced after their murders. We'll never know the trauma passed down generation to generation if we aren't part of those families after the murders were carried out.
The memorial is the product of the Salisbury Lynching Memorial Task Force and the Equal Justice Initiative. And the descendants of Williams and King were in attendance. Jeannie Jones is a great-granddaughter of Matthew Williams' aunt.
It means a lot. It's part of, you know, taking the Band-Aid off of an infected wound, the same association, and not only recognizing, but understanding and empathizing what has transpired and what continues to transpire. We consistently say, it's been 100 years. He was born in 1908. You know, George Floyd was born in 1973. This is 2021. Yeah. Still remains. So a lot of work to be done. This is part of it. And just looking forward to the healing and the work to be done.
Why do you think it's taken this community so long?
Because we'd be naive to believe that some people will not look outside of their bubbles. Some people don't even agree or don't care. But again, it's good to see some parts of the community, which I believe are more than the people that want to remain in an ignorant stance of living, that want to do better, that want to have a better understanding. So I'll prefer to embrace that part of the community that's here today to do better.
Do you have any sense about what kind of man he was?
Oh, absolutely. I'm very clear that not only was he a kind 20-something years old, he knew he wanted to do better. He wanted to help his family.
Meanwhile, there was an effort to remove another plaque, this one celebrating Confederate General John Winder, who oversaw the deaths of many Union soldiers in the rebel prison of war system. There had been strong opposition to its removal and a lack of initiative on the part of local officials. And it was not until June of last year that it was taken down. Mayor Day.
I came home a few weeks ago from Africa, and that sign's gone. So I do want to mention our former county executive, the late Bob Culver, for deciding to pull that down.
There's still a fight going on over the Confederate statue known as the Talbot Boys in front of the courthouse in Easton. And recently, Maryland Governor Larry Hogan pardoned 34 victims of lynching in the state. The memorial is also part of a larger moment for the country, a moment of national reckoning, says Charles Chavis, with George Mason University and author of a new book entitled The Silent Shore, The Lynching of Matthew Williams and the Politics of Racism in the Free State.
We are at a crossroads as a nation where communities have recognized that their future and their unity is not going to be prioritized, and in many ways at a national level. And they have to make the decision to confront historic injustices and to unite and deal with the truth.
This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.